Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In his overexuberance for the Christmas holidays, Clark Griswold worked feverishly. He was filled with excitement as he knew the Christmas holidays would bring all the things he loved. Family, a Christmas meal, and most of all, his long-anticipated Christmas bonus so that he could build a swimming pool. One of Clark's most favorite activities was decorating his house with Christmas lights. And Clark wanted to have the best and the brightest Christmas display, and he decorated his house with 250 strands of 100-count incandescent lights. That's 25,000 incandescent lights. Based on today's dollars, running those incandescent lights for just 5 hours a day for 31 days would cost over $6,000. But Clark missed the point of Christmas. While his family nearly freezes to death trying to saw down a gigantic Christmas tree, and when he finds out he's not getting his Christmas bonus, he has a meltdown and destroys his beloved Christmas light display. It all goes very wrong. Perhaps we can learn from Clark's mistakes. You might notice today that the parapets are white, all the Advent wreath candles are lit, our Christmas tree is brightly illuminated, and there are torches on the aisles as well. There is a lot of light in here this morning. And that's no accident. This abundance of light signifies what God has told us about his only begotten Son, Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Although man has erected electric lights to help him see at night, even the brightest man-made light cannot overcome darkness. From outer space, the bright light of the cities created by man is visible. But in the darkness of space, the absence of light is always pressing in on the feeble man-made light. And if the electric power grid were to fail, the earth would immediately plunge into darkness. Darkness always tries to overcome the light. The darkness of Satan and sin creeps into our lives and tries to take the light from us. Even now, our world seems so dark. The shadow of the pandemic hangs over the world. We are daily barraged by the darkness of wokeness as Satan tells the lie that males can be females and vice versa. Why, you can even be one of the 76 alleged different genders. Satan is trying to destroy the truth of God's good creation. You can even claim to be an inanimate object, prompting many to say ridiculous things like, "I self-identify as a boat." Satan is also trying to steal the meaning of Christmas. We look around, we see our nation and even the world is gripped with mass consumerism focused on the material possessions which deflect attention from Jesus Christ and the real meaning of Christmas. We see the darkness of sin in the wickedness of the world. Darkness even creeps into the lives of God's children. It presses in on us from all sides. Living in the darkness of sin, we are destined for only one outcome: eternal death and separation from God. But the opposite of darkness and death is light and life. Jesus Christ, the very word of creation, is the true light who shines upon all mankind. Jesus Christ is the light that no darkness can overcome. And Jesus shines so brightly that darkness will never overtake him. And this is what we celebrate today. Today, the only begotten Son of the Father humbled himself, was born of a virgin by the power of the Holy Spirit, and came to earth as God and man. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, the very one who created this earth, was dropped down into the middle of it. Our text says that Jesus dwelt among us. Another way of saying that is that he tabernacled, or he pitched his tent. It's as if God is saying, I am here. Just as God had his presence in the tabernacle among the Israelites, in his incarnation, Jesus dwells among us in the flesh. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, became man and dwelt among us. He suffered the same temptations we did. He experienced the same human emotions as us. Only he obeyed the law perfectly, and he died the perfect sinless death to pay the ransom price for you. In the incarnation of the only begotten Son of God, the light of Christ shines brilliantly from his cross. And on the cross of Christ, the crucified one became the curse for you and paid the full debt for you. Jesus bore all of your sins. Christ carried all your sins to the cross. And by his resurrection, he defeated sin, death, and the devil for you. He accomplished all things in perfection. It is only by his perfect work on the cross and by his resurrection from the dead that you are judged not guilty. Jesus became the Son of Man so that you could be called children of God. And today, the best revelation of God in his incarnation is in word and sacrament. We have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John the Evangelist was probably one of the last living witnesses of Christ on earth when he wrote his gospel. And we now behold Christ's glory through word and means. In your baptism, you were born from above with water and the word. Your identity in Christ has nothing to do with your cultural lineage, your human desire, or your works. God chose you. God's name was placed upon you in holy baptism, and you have been marked as his. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus gives to you his true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, which was won for you on the cross. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are for you. Jesus Christ has always been and will always be life and light. From the beginning, even before his birth, Jesus is the Word that created everything. When he humbled himself and was born of a virgin, he became the light and life of mankind. And he will ever remain so for eternity. And Jesus shines upon us at all times, all his creatures. He shines upon us in the Holy Scriptures and in all his saints, prophets, and ministers in his word and works. Christ has never ceased to shine. And we know who God is by looking at Christ, and we shall see him with our own eyes on the last day. Today we remember Jesus' first advent when he came to save mankind and bring us life and light. Truly, Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. God is with us. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.